Terrell, 6 carries for 8 yards. His long is 4 yards. And Mason Erla, 1 carry for 5 yards. Mason Erla through the air is struggling tonight a bit. 1 for 9 for 14 yards in 1 interception. And receiving that one caught pass was Sawyer Cathrell on 6 attempts for 14 yards. As far as penalties go, just one false start for the Cass City offense. And for the Laker offense, a little bit different story. 18 plays rushing the ball for 134 yards. 6 for 9 in passing for 46 yards. So total of offense for the Lakers, 27 plays, 180 yards. Leading the rushing attack, Hunter Seely, 8 carries for 49 yards and 1 score. His long, most of that coming from 38 yards away. Brennan Wisner, 7 carries, 46 yards. His long is 30, not far behind Hunter Seely. And not far behind Wisner is Keegan Valentine. 3 carries, 39 yards, including a 41-yard scamper for a touchdown. Brennan Wisner, 6 for 9 in passing for 46 yards. He has 2 completions at 12 yards and 2 completions at 11, and a 2-yard also in there. Receiving the ball, Trent Cunningham, 2 for 2 for 10 yards. Keegan Valentine, 1 for 1 for 11. Brandon Wischlager, 1 for 2 for 11. Hunter Seely, 1 for 2 for 12 yards. And James Stork, 1 for 1 for 2 yards. Punting the ball, Keegan Valentine's done that once for 34 yards and 2 false starts for the Laker offense. Dave Hansen, what do you see from the offensive side of both sides?
Well, what I'm seeing, Clark, is something that I did not expect. I did not expect Lakers to be outpassing Cass City in quite handily a fashion. But I got a couple stats for you, Clark. I know you're a stats guy. Okay. How many plays have Cass City had over 15 yards today? The answer is 0. Okay.
That's okay.
Lakers has 3.
That's a big difference.
Now, plays over 10 yards or longer.
Okay.
Lakers just has 3.
Okay.
And, Cass City just has 3. Lakers has 7.
That's a big
difference. So what you're seeing is big plays coming from Lakers. So they can afford to have guys, like if you look at Keegan Valentine's stat line, he has a negative 2-yard carry, a 0-yard carry, and a 41-yard carry. So Cass City is telling me that 2 out of 3 downs, they are doing a good job. But on that play, that one specifically, they missed about 4 tackles on that play, and Keegan Valentine took it to pay dirt and made him pay. Both of these touchdowns have come on long, missed tackled plays. And Cass City is, this game's a lot closer than you think. Cass City is in this game, but it looks like Lakers wants it more. You never want to say that after one half of football, but it looks like Lakers does not want to be beat by one of their biggest rivals here at home, because Cass City's had the ball for 13 minutes. Lakers has had the ball for 10. So there you have it. So the time possession's pretty much equal. Cass City winning that battle. But Lakers is finding a way to get bigger plays, finding a way to expose the defense when they need it.
Lakers has 24 tackles on the night, 1 tackle for a loss, no sacks, 1 tip pass, and 1 interception. No penalties on defense either. Cass City, 17 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, 1 penalty for 5 yards. Leading the Lakers' defensive efforts, you guessed it,
shocker,
Keegan Valentine at 5. Just 5, though. He has a big second half, apparently, in front of him. Both with 4, Hunter Seely and Bailey Krzyzewski, each with 4, Bree Meister and Binder with 2, as well as Wischlager and Wisner, then with 1 tackle, Trent Cunningham, Jacob Kretschmer, and James Stork. For Cass City's defensive efforts, led by Jake Lawrence and Parker Hare, each with 4, and then Cole Chippy, Brad Hacker and Mason Earl each have 2, Nick Perry, Sawyer Cathrell, and Brady Warford each with 1 tackle. They have 3 tackles for a loss on top of that, though. Brad Hacker, 1 for 2 yards, Nick Perry, 1 for 1 yard, and Brady Warford, 1 for 3 yards. The only penalty is an offsides for the Cass City defense.
Well, looking at it, Clark, the penalties on each side are pretty much even. Cass City has made more tackles in the backfield than Laker has, so there's a lot of stats looking at this game. Cass City is winning, but Lakers, again, finding a way to win the battles on defense. They've forced more turnovers, and they've gotten bigger plays, and that's why they are ahead at home 14-0.
Let's take you through some scores around the region, but just before halftime, about a minute before halftime, Sandusky scores for the third time, makes it 22-0 over Harbor Beach. Ubley over Marlette in the second quarter, 30-6. Brown City over Memphis at halftime, 30-0. USA is handing it to Bad Axe in USA, 32-8, last we heard in the second quarter. And at the end of the first quarter, Vassar was leading Reese, 22-0. No word on our eight-player divisions, and Dave, we're seeing some interesting scores across the whole region.
Well, I don't think there's any surprising ones.
I'm surprised by the USA, the range.
What we've picked of these games, we've picked all the teams that are leading so far, Clark, so that's not the surprise. The surprise is, you know, we thought Brown City-Memphis would be a little closer. We thought Ubley-Marlette would be quite close, and we definitely thought that if we were going to get one wrong, Bad Axe would be the team to maybe beat USA, but no such luck. USA at home is handing Bad Axe a licking 32-8.
And just before the half, Tommy Morneau passed to John Messing for a score. So they cut it down to an 18-point deficit. It's USA 32, Bad Axe 14 just before the half, thanks to 92-1 for that one. Halftime, Vassar leads Reese actually 30-0 now as we continue to get our scores in across the region.
Well, that's a big touchdown for Bad Axe. That game could have gotten out of hand quickly. They've made a little comeback in the second quarter, but at halftime, they are going to have to find a way to play a little bit of some kind of defense.
In that halftime, an eight-player, Deckerville leads Kingston only by 6 points. Deckerville 14, Kingston 8 at halftime. So that's kind of surprising. Deckerville was rolling through the whole season. It was a big blowout over Kingston week one, and here it is, a close game at halftime.
Yeah, but Kingston's won both games since then, got themselves back on their feet, know what to expect this time around. I know Paul thought Deckerville was going to win big. I said Kingston would keep hanging around in that game because that's Kingston's got an opportunity to hang with them, but Deckerville probably still pulls away in the second half.
That's all the scores we have for you right now, unless you're interested in what DeWitt is doing down in Lansing. We won't get into that. So we have 20 seconds before starting the second half. Lakers, if you recall, won the toss and deferred to the second half. So we will see Lakers get the ball to start this second half, and Cass City will be kicking off left to right across your radio. Then we say hello to the man in the tractor just behind the field here, working up the field just behind Laker Sports Complex, going just left to right across the radio. And they're waving at us via lights over here. He's going left to right across the radio right now. Very soon he'll be going right to left across this radio, as hopefully we're providing him and many others with some entertainment out there.
Yeah, well, he's got to be a Laker fan. He's got to be happy with what he's hearing. He's probably laughing at us right now. We both picked Cass City to win this game, and Lakers making us look real bad, and I know he's enjoying it.
No. You and Dave. You and Paul.
That's right. Lakers.
I had Lakers.
Correct.
As the kick from Mason Early goes deep down to about the 13-yard line, brought in step by Hunter Seeley. He has some fast legs under him. He's at the 30-yard line, stiff arms once, and here comes the rest of the Cass City special teams as they bring him down right at the 30-yard line, brought down by number 27, Devin Kluger. As Lakers will start out at their own 30-yard line, a 70-yard field to work with in front of them.
Wow, this is Lakers' chance to slam the door shut on Cass City. If they can put a good drive together, get in the end zone, it is going to completely change what Cass City is going to want to do. It's going to force Cass City to play an up-tempo game, throw the football more, and try and force big plays instead of waiting for that big play to just happen.
Screen pass to Keegan Valentine. He's past the 40 to the 45 to midfield. Breaks free of his second tackle.
Takes
on his third man, and he drags him down at the Cass City 41-yard line. A big 29-yard catch for Keegan Valentine on the screen pass. Moves the chains into Kansas City territory, first and 10 from the 41.
Yeah, and speaking of picking up the pace, Lakers in a no-huddle offense, going four wide receivers, two on each side.
As it's
read option.
The read option for Wisner finds some room on the near sideline. He dives in and has the first down marker. He's past the 30-yard line to the 29-yard line. And this is a 12-yard gain for Brennan Wisner before he's forced out of bounds by the Cass City secondary. Another first down for Lakers.
Yeah, Cole Chippy is the guy that ends up making the tackle as he goes out of bounds. But Lakers, with the change in game plan, surprising me, comes out no huddle, comes out a pistol formation with two receivers on each side.
And it's a handoff to Hunter Seeley on the delayed handoff. And Cass City's there to meet him at the original line of scrimmage. No gain for that one. Out of the bottom of that pile is number 44, Brandon Horn, that senior big body for Cass City.
Yeah, and he's another guy that's going to have to start making some plays in the middle of the field, stopping Wisner and Seeley when they go up the middle. He's a guy that needs to be on the tackling list at the end of this game. He is crucial in the middle of that defense.
First and 10, pistol formation, now man in motion. That's Valentine to the far sideline. Bit of a
ball's
low.
On the
ball is on the ground and.